Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about what's going on in the world of college football with our man Danny Cannell. And guys, Danny, we are now in the college football playoff committee world, right? The AP coaches polls, they go out of the window. And everybody is always, you know, in a tizzy when these first rankings come out. Tell me what your initial thoughts were with the top four teams, and then did you have an issue with any of the teams that maybe were ranked 6, 7, 8, 9?
What's up, fellas? What's going
hey,
on?
Man.
It's always great
hey, man.
To be on. So here's the issue I had. There were two issues. One, have you guys on the committee done anything except just copy and paste the AP top 25? Because it was almost identical. They only had two tiny mix-ups or, like, switches. They switched, right. Flip-flopped Ohio State and Georgia, right? Georgia was two in the AP. They bumped up Ohio State over them. Whatever, that's not a huge deal. And then the back end, they flip-flopped Texas A&M and LSU, which, I mean, whatever. But basically, everything else was the same. The issue I had with it were two teams that I thought were severely underranked and disrespected, and that's Indiana and BYU. Both those teams undefeated, sitting at 8 and 9. And my question for the committee would be, why aren't they right next to Miami at 4? Like, if you were going to have Miami right. at 4 with their schedule, which doesn't have one top 25 opponent on it, one top 25 win, and then you've got BYU who has two top 25 wins, and they've been more convincing wins. They haven't had many, you know, they had one game that was by 3 points against Oklahoma State. Most of their wins have been convincing. Why aren't they in the same stratosphere? It doesn't make any sense. Then Indiana, who's got 9 wins, has won every game by double digits. They don't even have them up there either. I didn't think it made much sense, and I thought it was disrespectful of a couple teams who don't have the big-name brands behind them that a traditional powerhouse like Miami does. And Miami started in the preseason pretty high. Those teams did not. So they have to play catch-up all season long, and I hate that for those teams.
Right. Indiana will take on Michigan, then Ohio State, then Purdue. So they'll have that big. If they pull that win off against Ohio State, the thing this year, Danny, is all these potential rematches.
Yeah.
You know, we may get Texas, Georgia in the SEC. We may get Oregon, Ohio State. Is that good or bad for college football? Does it devalue it or it makes it even better?
I don't know about you guys, but I love good football games, right? And so it kind of goes, now if I could watch Ohio State, Oregon again, I'd sign up for that all day. Texas, Georgia, I don't know. I mean, I saw Georgia, you know, go in there, manhandle Texas. But, you know, given another try, could Texas maybe figure out some of their issues at quarterback? You know, but what if all of a sudden Carson Beck, what if he straightens things out? That game might be sideways again. I am okay with rematches. We see NFL teams. I mean, that's the thing that I keep reminding people. We are starting to look so much like the NFL in so many different ways.
Right.
Shoot, we see divisional teams play twice a year. Frequently we see rematches in the postseason, and you know, and sometimes we see rematches in the Super Bowl. I'm okay with it as long as they're good football teams playing, and I think that's what we're starting to do. One of those things being doing away with, you know, divisions. Like historically, we'd see Ohio State win their tough division in the Big Ten East. They'd play a team from the West, they'd be a 4-touchdown favorite. You know, same thing in the SEC occasionally. You'd see, you know, when the SEC West was top-heavy, they might run through and you'd see a weaker Georgia team and there'd be an Alabama favored by two or three touchdowns. Now at least we're getting the two best teams. And if they're a rematch, I'll take it and watch it. And I think we have to wait and see if they're, you know, there is a chance you could see three times in a row, which I know people wouldn't love. I wouldn't either. But let's see how it plays out before we start getting upset about it.
Danny Cannell brought to you by Bet Online. It's Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac hanging out. All right, so let's talk about some elimination games because, Danny, this weekend, Alabama or LSU's got to go. Somebody's going to lose, and that means three L's. We're not having a three-loss team in the playoff, right?
Heck no. We're not having a three-loss team in the playoff, especially not this year. And the problem, like with Alabama, if Alabama loses on the road, that would be their third loss, and one of those is to Vanderbilt. And I know Vanderbilt is a plucky team, right? They've pulled off some upsets,
right.
But I still think that loss would be a rough one. But here's what Alabama fans, they would say, well, wait a second. What about our win over Georgia? That one would be their only case. But at some point, and I know schedules are hard, and I know it's harder to win in the SEC, but at some time, losses have to matter too. And if you start giving passes to teams with three losses, I think that really diminishes the regular season. And that's somebody that you're talking to somebody that really tries to make sure we maintain the integrity and the competitiveness of the regular season mattering. If you start letting a three-loss Alabama team, I think not only would, you know, other teams that would have worthy resumes be upset, I think some college football fans might be upset and start checking out of watching the playoffs. Realizing and watching the regular season, if they're just going to start looking at teams' power rankings and, you know, recruiting rankings to see if they get in. So, yes, I think a third loss for either of those two teams, Alabama or LSU, sends them home packing for the year.
Right. It is Danny Cannell, guys. He is the architect of the choke at the Doak. That was a good thing. Florida State won. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Danny, we were talking earlier today with Shane Beamer. Last year, he was a victim of the portal. This year, he took advantage of the portal. We just had a story from the New York Times about how Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin passed the hat, and they coughed up big money for this team that already has two losses. Do you feel that, I mean, the NIL thing could work both ways? Like, if the money guys don't get what they want, the coach gets got, right?
Yeah, it's welcome to the wide, you know, wild, wild west that is college football right now. And I think everybody is scrambling to figure out what formula works, right? And you mentioned Florida State's a great example because last year when they were 13-0 in the regular season, that team was compiled of a lot of guys who were big, high-profile transfers. So what did Mike Norvell do? He tried to run it back, went and got DJ Uiagalelei, got some players on the defensive line and said, okay, we're going to build through the portal. Bought several players from Alabama, four transfers from Alabama. What happened? It doesn't work. And all of a sudden, Florida State's searching for answers. Then you've got, you know, other coaches, Pat Narduzzi at Pitt. You also have Kirk Cinetti at Indiana. They're going with portal players who maybe aren't the highest paid, but they're experienced guys who are hungry to win, and it's worked for them. Shane Beamer's another example, a couple key additions to their roster. I think there's no formula. I think everyone's trying to figure it out, but I will say this. I think those teams like Georgia's a good example. I think Bama's a good example. I think Ohio State's a good example. You really want to recruit well and address your weaknesses in the portal. You know, like, I don't think you should go have 30 players in the portal to try to address those issues. It's hard to get continuity. But if you can have the perfect combination of young players that you have homegrown talent through recruiting, and then you address certain issues with quality players through the portal, that, to me, is the recipe for success. But even that is no guarantee that you'll be successful. Everyone's trying to figure out the perfect formula.
Danny, how can I buy Penn State? I saw them last week two times be within the five-yard line and couldn't punch it in. They hired a new offensive coordinator. Where was the creativity? Where was the we got to have it play? We got to get it. And they couldn't get it at home. Why should I believe they're going to do anything, even if they make the playoff? And I think they will.
You weren't impressed with them bringing number 71, the offensive tackle, in motion to go to the outside.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even touch anybody. I mean, they did three almost identical plays and then a pass that didn't make much sense whatsoever. I feel your frustration, and I was thinking the exact same thing. But if you're a Penn State fan, I mean, it's the same old story, except there could possibly be a different ending because – they can make the playoff, as you said. Now, here's where I'll say with Penn State, and this is where I think the expanded playoff is a good thing. I think they're a really good team. I don't think they're good enough to win a national championship. I think that showed against Ohio State, right? And the next time they played them, they'd probably be neutral, or at the very, you know, very least, they'd probably be on the road. But most likely be a neutral site in the playoffs. They probably get beat again. But Penn State, maybe they get a first-round game at home. Their seeding is still such where they're six. They beat one of those 5-8 teams. They get a home playoff game against maybe a team like an SMU or a Boise State or a BYU, you know, a team that they might be favored at home. Then guess what? I think they could win that game. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're a part of the postseason, and it gives you hope. And you never know, in one game, maybe they get that conversion. You know, maybe their receiver catches a touchdown right before half instead of an Ohio State great play. And they did only lose by a touchdown, even though it felt a little bit, you know, it felt a little more lopsided than that. So I think it's the same old Penn State. I think they'll get another chance, which I think is good for the fan base. I think they might get a playoff win. I don't see them being able to run off three wins for a national championship, though. I am with you. Concerns about the offense, concerns about Drew Aller, and then they couldn't get off the field at the end of the game.
Nope.
The defense, which
nope.
was supposed to be nope. good, couldn't get off the field. So I think they've got issues. And then there's always maybe they get better over the next month, which is always a possibility, but it's hard to picture with that talent on that roster or lack thereof that they would be able to go toe-to-toe with some of the top-tier teams.
We're live at Taco Mac, guys, Dallas Highway in Marietta. Danny Cannell is live with us here on Dukes of Bell talking college football. Miami, the defense, they just give up so many points.
Wait a minute. You two guys are Florida State guys. This is not right, you talking about the U.
We are going to have an objective discussion about the U. Now, granted, you can't spell scum without UM. Danny, the point being that Cam Ward is amazing. He can dig a hole and get out of it. But do you buy these guys as being championship worthy because they give up so many points?
So I'm starting to see, Mike, I think they have the formula that 2019 LSU did. And I remember having this conversation throughout that season. LSU had a game against Ole Miss where it was pretty tight and they were giving up points. And I think it was, you know, 28-28, maybe at halftime, something like that. And then LSU pulled away, ended up winning like 52-35. And their defense was just okay. That's how I would describe Miami's defense. Like, it's not horrific. They actually do have some talent on it, and they've been getting out-schemed a little bit, and they've had some guys out of place. But I think Cam Ward is the type of special player that Joe Burrow was. Now, maybe he won't be the number one overall pick, and he might be the Heisman Trophy winner. Maybe he goes on to have an NFL career. But he is able to put the team on his back in high-stress situations where it is either he delivers a big throw or they lose, and he's done it multiple times this season, where I think offense, defense is great and it's awesome, but I think there's a new landscape where it's just enough defense wins championships. Offense is the thing that brings it home. So I do think Miami is a national championship contender, not because of their defense, because they can put up points on anybody in the country because of Cam Ward's special play. He is a special, special player.
Danny, who in the hell would have thought that Colorado could have a chance to win the Big 12? And they can.
Not me.
I mean, me neither.
But here's the thing, I think it's really cool. And like last year I was definitely a Colorado hater, right? Like I thought they were the most overhyped, overrated, like smoke and mirrors team of the year, and I was proven right.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But this year, I said, you know what? Let's give them a try. Like, I came in with pretty low expectations. I didn't really have a strong take one way or another. When they got beat by Nebraska on the road, I was like, uh-oh. But, man, they have some special players, two of them in particular. We know about Shedeur Sanders, you know, Deion's son, who I think is probably the second quarterback taken in the NFL draft. I think Cam Ward might be the first. It's really close between them. And then we've got Travis Hunter doing things that no one's done really in the last 50 to 75 years of college football. It is remarkable. We've seen guys like Champ Bailey at Georgia. We've seen guys like Charles Woodson play a little bit of offense and play a little bit of special teams. He is a starter on both sides of the ball, and he probably is the best wide receiver in the country, and he's definitely the best cornerback in the country, and he's doing it for an entire game, every single game out there. It is remarkable what he's doing, but I think probably the most improved part of this Colorado team is the defense, which was absolutely a joke last year. The offensive line has improved, and Shedeur Sanders is making great plays, and they've got a little bit of a run game they've been able to sprinkle in. So, yes, and the league that they play in is perfect for them because there's not much of a gap between the top and the bottom. And Shedeur gives you a chance to win every game. So they've been in some tight games, and they keep winning. I will say this, Texas Tech is a really tricky game this weekend. In Lubbock, they're only a 3.5-point favorite. Colorado is. I don't hate the home dog here, but I love the ride that I'm on with Colorado because this is fun to watch. Man, they're a fun team.
Hey, real quick, Danny, before we cut you loose, Danny Cannell's with us. Carson Beck just makes terrible decisions for a guy who's so deep with his program. 4 years, second year as a starter.
Did you hear Danny?
Yeah, I heard you made an animal noise.
He went, oh.
So, I mean, does Mike Bobo got to shorten up the game plan or just got to smack him around? How do you fix this?
It's all between his ears to me. I mean, he's obviously got the skill set. He's tall. You know, he's got, you know, the cannon for an arm. He can make all the throws. We've seen him make great throws. But what I see is somebody who is indecisive right now, who is struggling to find his confidence. So if I was – and I think you see Kirby, if you guys have noticed, he coaches him differently, right? He is a fiery coach, usually is in your face. When Carson Beck comes off from the sideline, it's very, you know, talkative, right? Which I actually like. As a quarterback, I appreciate that because I do think he wants to make sure that he builds him up. But if I was Mike Bobo or Kirby Smart, I would tell him to go out there and cut it loose. Like, hey – you've already thrown a lot of interceptions. Who cares? We have a defense that gives you that room for error, but go out there and throw with confidence. I'd rather him be decisive, throwing to the wrong place, than indecisive, maybe trying to make the perfect decision. Throw with more decisiveness, and you'll find yourself making less mistakes. I think that's what the problem is, but it's easier said than done, right? And now you have to go on the road and a team that can put up some points. What happens if you're trailing? Like, it does get dicey, and it is a major concern for me because if he doesn't fix those issues, I don't think Georgia can win a national championship. If he does, they've already showcased the defense that can win it. But if they have to beat the likes of Oregon, Ohio State, even potentially Texas again or a Miami, they're going to have to score points, and they have to be more consistent. So it is an issue that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, Texas got no points out of those turnovers. I mean, they continue to talk about that. At home, you get no points out of those turnovers. And that came back to bite him. Danny, you're still doing the college show on Sirius, right? It's excellent.
Yes, sir. 6 to 9 a.m. on College Sports Radio, Channel 84. Make sure you guys check it out.
No, it's great, man. And appreciate you stopping by today. Danny Cannell brought to you by our friends at Bet Online.
Hey, I wish I had a time machine back to 1995.
Hey, Florida State. Marietta. I'm coming to Marietta over Thanksgiving to stay with my sister. She lives out in that area. And I'm going to there like for 3 or 4 days. So I'm going to have to, you guys are back. Where are you
going? Dude, hit us up.
I'm going to have to come see you.
Come hit
us
up, man.
On us.
We'll take care of you. You know that, man. Anytime. Awesome, Danny. Right. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. We'll see you soon. Have a good weekend.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.